Consumer sentiment index higher than its pre-recessionary level.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
As of this taping, Dow Jones Industrial Average is still hanging on to most of its gains in 2017, and oil prices are settling back close to $50 a barrel after a short excursion to levels above $55 for a couple of 3 months. But the most interesting data of late is the University of Michigan's preliminary Consumer Sentiment Index for April. It shows consumer assessment of the current economic conditions to have risen to its highest level since 2000. This is not as straightforward as it sounds, and the details of it are most intriguing. It should be noted that how consumers feel directly impacts the economy, considering that more than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures. A brief look at the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index shows that it ran between 90 and 95 during the 2003-2004 prosperous economic period. Then it started to drop about a year before the start of the Great Recession. The index plunged by 20% in 2007. And at the depth of the recession, the index was crashed all the way down to a low 55, losing 43% of its value. Clearly, while the economy was still humming during the first three quarters of 2007 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 12%, consumers had already started to feel a lot of negative vibes about the economy well before the impact. And some 6 months before the official end of the recession, consumer sentiment index started to climb. So consumer sentiment index is one of the strong leading indicators of the overall economy. And the preliminary results for April shows the index at 98, in a range historically associated with economic prosperity and growth. According to the University of Michigan, the continued strength in consumer sentiment has been due to optimistic views of three critical components: higher income and wealth, more favorable job prospects, and low inflation expectations. But here is when it really gets interesting. All of these factors have been influenced by partisanship. Democrats expect an imminent recession, higher unemployment, lower income gains, and more rapid inflation, while Republicans anticipate a new era of robust growth in income, job prospects, and lower inflation. Partisanship had a large impact on how consumers expect their finances to change during the year ahead. Nearly twice as many Republicans as Democrats expected their personal finances to improve in 2017. Incomes were expected to increase by 3% by Republicans, while Democrats anticipated only a 1% gain, with independents somewhere in between. It's a rare situation that combines increasing optimism, which promotes spending, as well as rising uncertainty, which does exactly the opposite. The overall data indicates that spending will advance in 2017. However, it will be uneven over time and across products. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.